This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Joy 94.9, you're listening to Ginny and Bish.
Yes, it's husky time now.
It is, it's time to talk about love.
And relationships.
And forever.
And everything that makes the world go.
Boom, boom, boom. Shake the room.
Thank you, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. From daggy to cool.
Yeah, very daggy. You're very daggy. I'm super cool. But we're joined in the studio this evening by our very special, lovely guest, Emma and Den.
Hi, guys.
Hello to our
good evening.
Hello to our relationship experts.
Experts in relationships, love, and everything that is new beginning and connectiveness.
Given our new time slot in 7 to 9 p.m. evenings, I thought I'd base this show around new beginnings.
Yeah.
And new beginnings often apply to relationships, especially if you've just come out of one and going into another one or just starting over again. Happens quite a bit in relationships. So I asked Emma and Dennis, you know, give us a few tips on starting over in a new relationship or starting over in general.
It's funny, I wrote a column, my MX column the other week for April Fool's Day, and I was talking about how you have to be a bit of a fool to keep going back to falling in love after you get your heart broken again and again. Like, you just have to have that little bit of
insanity,
hopefulness and insanity and whatever else it might be about you. But yeah, no, exactly. Going into new beginnings is hard for people, particularly if you've come out of a really tough breakup.
Exactly. And like some of the things that you do build, especially if you've had your heart broken, you build up such a wall and such a front that you don't actually open yourself up to the opportunities that are out there. Now, you've got an interesting story as to how you two started dating, because, Dan, you were actually out of a relationship. You were single for 5 years.
Oh, I was, yeah, for a while.
Wow. Mm. So was it kind of like foreign to you?
What, relationship?
Well, I think being single for so long and, you know, getting used to the free lifestyle and not having to really answer to anyone, I'm not implying that you're under the thumb or anything, but was it kind of...
Yeah.
Jeez. It was just confirmed something there. We know he wears the pants now.
Well, Dan was a regular guest.
There are no pants.
Forward, not anymore. Actually. We've got no pants. You want me to take the pants off?
Yeah, right. No pants in this relationship.
Do not encourage nudity.
I'll take my pants off. Okay, well, let Dan answer. And while he answers, I'll take my pants off.
Give Fish an
He takes them off. So you were single for 5 years and then you actually met Emma. How did you actually get into the rhythm of starting over, I guess?
I was into... bonking buddies at the time. Mm-hmm. So Emma became a bonking buddy. We didn't jump straight into a relationship. We eased into it very slowly.
We both had our defences up when we met. And yeah, Den was at the point where he'd been single for about 5 years. And I had just recently come out of the awful heart-crushing breakup that everyone always has to go through. So it did take us a while. It took us a while to sort of just get used to being around someone and being able to trust someone. And I think it was nearly a year that we were sort of just sleeping together and trying to say
No,
it's not a relationship.
Those were the days, I did. You missed that.
The sex, yes.
The no strings attached sex was awesome.
Oh, God.
It happened.
Then you got married, didn't you?
Anyway, we just got stuck with each other. 5 years later, we don't know what's happened.
You just got married. It's off. It's the tap has been turned off.
No, let's move on anyway. Emma, back to you. I'm newly married.
As we were saying.
Yes, back to the subject.
Anyway, it took, you know, we tried to tell each other again and again, no, I don't like you. No, it's not a relationship. And then it got to the point where we would try and just stop, you know, we go, no, we'll just be friends. We won't have sex anymore. And we would just gravitate back towards each other. And after a while, we just really had to make the big effort to let down our defences and go, you know what, we can give this a go.
I think actually, for me, it was naturally. Like, because, you know, Emma was, we had an agreement.
Right.
That we can do whatever we want, you know, behind each other's backs without, as long as we didn't put it in each other's faces, right?
Mm.
So it just came a point where I just stopped calling other people, you know, and it was all about her.
Yeah, you stopped going on dates with other people and all of that, and it just, I don't know.
You kind of fall into a relationship.
Yeah, we now know that's a hormone thing. We kind of, you know, it's a dangerous thing if you are sleeping with someone, that if you do it for long enough, you know, you become attached to them anyway.
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure it's the right person. You can't just decide to have a no-strings-attached relationship with anyone because you may end up marrying them.
Is it the rule if you sleep with someone 3 times, it's a relationship?
What?
Do you mean in the same evening?
What?
Or the same afternoon?
In a lesbian relationship, I think if you sleep together 3 times, it's time to go to IKEA.
Is that, yeah? All right. It's fully blown relationship status.
Exactly.
Do you change it on Facebook?
Like, it's like Ginny is now at IKEA.
You tagged me in
and
one.
In a relationship. It's complicated.
Exactly.
It's never complicated. It's just a set of shelves and a new bed and a lamp and that's
those
it.
Those Allen keys are complicated.
They are. Lesbians can work it out, though. They're very handy with tools. I'm not. So the first thing you need to do when you are starting over a new relationship is obviously be brave, because mm-hmm. your guard does eventually get let down. And the second thing is you actually have to work out what you want from this particular relationship or person that you've met.
Or from a relationship in general.
I'm a big believer that every relationship should teach you something about yourself or about the way you want to be in relationships. So think about what it was in the relationship that just failed that
they
you didn't
were
like.
A psycho.
They were a psycho. Whatever it is, write down what you want from your next relationship.
No
i.e.
psycho.
Not a psycho.
No psycho.
But you know,
please.
What will that new relationship look like, and what sort of qualities will your new romantic love interest have? And you know, you can actually write it down. It's quite powerful when you write things down. They talk about it for goal setting and things. And
that's actually very true, because I find when you write things down that you're looking for in a partner, if you put that list away and like a few months later if you meet someone, you look at the list, you're like, hold on, tick, 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 tick. One of my best friends did that recently. She was attracting the wrong kind of person. Bish is laughing at me, but she did do this.
No, Bish thinks this is all just fish waving.
I'm married, I don't really care.
Don't mention that, don't bring. I'm just laughing. I can imagine they'll find the list and you put things on there like brunette and you're going to have a blonde, or you've got someone and you think, oh, that, I don't fit anything on that list. What am I doing with this girl? That's rubbish. You've got to hide that list. Burn that list.
I will burn that. If, that be the, yeah. If it's such a contrast, I'm going to burn it and probably write a new one.
I'll just dump the girl and try and just go out there, excuse me, do you fit this list? And just tick it all up.
I like it. Ginny's conducting polls in nightclubs from now on. Are you, eh?
Are you, eh? A brunette, yes. Do you like IKEA? Yes. Well, that's our design set there. So work out what you want and write it down. And the third thing is to remember that when you do get into a new relationship, you obviously are in that honeymoon period, but it is important to be your own person and still have your independence intact.
I hate it when friends get partners and then they drop you.
And that's you never see them again.
No. Mm. Yeah, it's just recently happened to me with one of my mates. I'm ooh. Like, go away.
Have you got his number on you? Maybe we can call him.
Do you want to?
Should we give him a call? Let's do it after, let's do it after 8 o'clock.
Let's ask him about his list. What was your list like?
Why have you dumped Den for some woman?
Yes,
why
let's
have
do
you
it.
Dumped Den? Let's yep, do it. Let's get him on it. Let's pressurise him. Oh. I like it. But back to the sensible Emma about relationships.
Yes.
Then, anyway.
Look, I'm sitting here with my straight back and I'm ready to talk sensibly. Yeah, no, you do want to keep your own hobbies and keep your own sense of self, because it really is easy to get wrapped up in them at the start, and you don't want to, you know, constantly be next to their side and attached to them and all the rest of it. You really want your own friends, your own networking and your own sense of self, and that's really important to carry through the rest of your relationship as well. You also don't want to set up in the first few months that you're just constantly with each other 24/7 and then suddenly need to say, I need some of my own space.
I need some time away.
Because that never goes well.
I want a breakup. Just write my list, write my letter to say, oh, dear John.
You didn't tick the box.
No, you didn't. Get out.
And overall, like in any kind of relationship, you have to remember to have fun and smile.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, whether you're in a new one or a good, obviously a long-term one. What, why are you looking
I'm smiling.
In pain? That was a very painful smile.
I look
there,
like I'm constipated.
You're
but
grumpy
that's
tonight, Bish. What's
I'm grumpy.
Are you grumpy? You're are grumpy? You grumpy?
All right, let me turn the mics off in a minute. I'm not grumpy. Okay.
I love
take
it.
Your pants off. That'll
look great.
That's
move.
What he wants that's to right. take his pants off. He's like, I'm grumpy till I take him off.
Well, mainly it's because you offered it up. You said, take your pants off, and then you said, don't do it.
Mate,
and
do
you
it.
Don't tease
mate,
a man
I
like me.
I want to see it. Do it.
Not the moment.
No,
right?
Now.
Hold on. Did you just say, I want to see it?
I want to see
it. What, pray tell, do you want to see? Dennis Merkus.
0427Joy949.
It's. Bring it.
Stop screaming. Right, okay. Well, we're going to end this craziness, and we're hoping to get you back next week for some more relationship advice if you're around. Is that
week?
Correct? Or the week after. We'll compare those. My people talk to your people and see what we can get together. Does that make sense?
Sounds well, perfect. Yeah.
If you want to check out more on Emma and Dennis Merkus, our relationship experts, check out $30datenight.com. Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.